The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, April 14th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the family of islands, the number is 242-300-5720. And if you want to text me, where's the text line right here? If you want to text me, you can text at Powered by BTC. Big shout out to them. You can text at 422-4796. We can start early. We're getting right into it. I was going to normally do a preamble, you know, pontificate for a minute, but no. Things too serious for that. And I have one or two things I want you to join me in as we do an analysis of what exactly is being said. Right, Kermit, cue up that report. As soon as you get it, just wave and let it play. But one or two things I wanted to discuss. Okay, first of all, where's my phone? They did a report on MPs being present in the House, and I want to know how important is that for the voting public. This is the House of Assembly attendance record. Who tops the list at attending 97% of the time. In the Honorable House of Assembly is Michael Pintard. So 97.4% times Michael Pintard would have attended the House of Assembly. The top five would be Michael Pintard. Darren Pickstock is number two. Mind you, Darren Pickstock just got into the House of Assembly. I don't even believe it's 6 months yet. But his attendance record is 94.7, basically 95%, right? I'm not sure that's a good thing to lay. But you just get called into the House Assembly and you're at 95%. After that would be Basil McIntosh. I'm not sure who Basil McIntosh is. But Basil McIntosh apparently is an MP. And he attended 94.3% of the time he was in the House of Assembly. He's at tops at 93, the third person. The fourth person is Shenandoah Cartwright, who's the deputy leader of the opposition. He has 94.3% attendance rating. And then it is Adrian Wright, White, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he tops the top five. He has at 92%, 92.8, right? I'm assuming, okay, let's see. Comparing this with the PLP FNM, Michael Pintard would be FNM. Darren Pickstock would be PLP. I'm assuming Basil McIntosh, maybe like Michael, maybe? I'm not sure. He's PLP. Then, okay, Michael. See, Wright text me, say Basil McIntosh is Michael. Hey, no, Michael. I would have known. My people from Michael. I would have known who Basil McIntosh is. But Dwight insisting that that's what he is. And Dwight does research. But how come I don't know him? You sure? Dwight, check that for me. Make sure you're not wrong, please. And then it was Adrian White. 1, 2, 3 FNMs and 2 PLP. Then, of course, after that, Salvinus Petty, who is PLP with a 92%. Then Glenys Hannah-Martin, who's also at 92%. And then Keith Bell, who's at 90%. Then Wayne Munro, who's at 90% also. At the lower end, who at 60%, 61%, is Fred Mitchell, PLP. And of course, MPs travel. Minister of Foreign Affairs, he's traveled a lot. They call him Flying Fred for a reason, right? He travels a lot. So I expected him to be at the tail end of attendance in the House of Assembly because he represents the Bahamas. But what I did not anticipate is John Pinder at 71%. Like, what has John Pinder been doing? And John Pinder is a PLP representative for Abaco, South Abaco. But he presented, represented the people in the House at the lower end, first to the last, at 71%. Then Mikel Barnaby, he's second to the last at 73%. I'm not sure why Mikel Barnaby is not in the House of Assembly, why he is missing, right? But that's something to consider while you go into the polls, like why Mikel Barnaby is only attending the House of Assembly 73% of the time. Like, what is he busy doing? Then the third to the last is JoBette Colby-Davis. She's at 75%. I know she travels every so often too, but still, that's 75%. No, oh, 75%? Yeah, 75%. Next to the last top to the bottom list of those who do not attend the House of Assembly meetings, who are always absent, it seems, or absent more times than it should be expected at the end. Leslia Miller Bryce at 75%. I know she's the ambassador to the CARICOM, but I don't know if they travel that often to only be in attendance 75% of the time. Like what you busy doing? Then there is Leonardo Liburn. He's attending only 77.8% of the time. Like, what does Leonardo Liburn do? Why he missing? Then Iram Lewis. Iram Lewis. I don't know where Iram Lewis has been. Then the last top 10 would be Hubert Minnis. Anyone could call and say what Hubert Minnis busy doing, why he doesn't attend the House of Assembly? He ain't prime minister no more, right? Does he still have his practice that he have to be in attending some kind of medical emergency? Anyone could call and say, yes, man, he busy saving lives, right? Why is Minnis not attending the House of Assembly regularly? Why he missing so much? So that's last set of people being Dr. Hubert Minnis at 80%, Iram Lewis at 79%, Leonardo Liburn at 78%, Leslia Miller Bryce at 77%, JoBette Colby at 75%, Mikel Barnaby at 73%, John Pinder at 71%, and then Fred Mitchell at 60%. I just want to put that out there in terms of attendance record in the House of Assembly. I found it odd that some people are missing. See, I understand why Fred Mitchell missing. I'm not giving him an excuse because he's my member of parliament. We know he flies. We make joke of it all the time. So where Fred Mitchell is, where in the world is Fred Mitchell today? We know he's traveling. He's representing the Bahamas. So I'm not critiquing him for that. That's part of what he does, right? But the mother said, can't explain why they missing. I wanted to bring that so we can have a conversation with that. I also want to hear the Prime Minister's response about the lottery. I am concerned because this seems to be a policy of the FNM. Let me repeat what I said. This is not just one Prime Minister saying this. This has been said by the Prime Minister Perry Christie, now the Prime Minister Philip Davis. This is a PLP leadership policy regarding a national lottery. So all those people who are asking for the national lottery and asking the Progressive Liberal Party for the national lottery, it is clear. It is not going to happen. And the Prime Minister states the reason why it's not going to happen under their watch. So we got to be sober and analyze and accept it. This is what the policy is of the Progressive Liberal Party. I'm not over-exaggerating, especially when our former Prime Minister, Perry Christie, said, with his one loose-leaf thing, report saying it's not beneficial to the Bahamas. It costs more than what we will make, right? And so this now, one can assume this is a policy of the Progressive Liberal Party. And I'm going to let you hear it yourself. I don't want to put words in any of our leaders' mouth. I want you to come to a conclusion that sometimes you just don't ask for things no more because you understand what is the conclusion. And this is the conclusion. Kermit, play that thing for me now, and I'll have you do an analyst analysis of it. Go ahead, Kermit.
Prime Minister Philip Davis has dismissed the Freenam campaign promise of introducing a national lottery as desperate and questioned whether the proceeds would be used as a slush fund.
Talk about a national lottery. Seems to be a gimmick. Trying to grab headlines. It just speaks of desperation. And it's really not thought out. And for him to use the Dominican Republic as a model for his national lottery, when the national lottery of Dominican Republic was proven to be such a failure, which with corruption and fraud and the like.
During the FNM's manifesto launch on Sunday night, party leader Michael Pintard said a national lottery is overdue and stressed that the proceeds will not be absorbed by the consolidated fund. Davis asked whether the FNM is trying to turn the treasury into a gaming house and questioned what impact it would have on the gaming industry.
No one has to question, why is he wanting to have a national lottery? Is it for the purpose of a slush fund for corruptors and fraudsters as a model that he cling on to or embrace has proven to be? It seems to me just a gimmickry, not thought out. The amount of behemoths that are now in the gaming industry, how their lives will be impacted, how it impact revenues for the country in regard to the fact that we collect a tremendous amount of taxes from the gaming industry. And it's rather odd that you want to turn the treasury into a gaming house.
Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Vonik Tude.
So we hear his own words. If the Bahamas is going to have a lottery, it will impact the owners of the gaming houses in a negative way. That's one reason why we can't have a lottery. It will impact the owners, the nine owners of the gaming house in a negative way. And by policy, they don't want that to happen. They said the revenue that we get from the nine operators of the gaming houses is enough and sufficient. And we don't want to impact the revenue that we currently get from the gaming house. Says that if we get a lottery, fraudsters and corrupt officials will get acted. See, the fraudsters and corrupt officials are bohemians and government agencies and the checks and balances that you put in place. They are corrupt. And fraudsters will get access to this money. We don't want them to have access to the money. So we got to keep it private, where the private industries, the gaming houses owners, are not corruptors and fraudsters. But those who work for government could be corrupt and fraudsters. It's a fair tactic. I'm scared to have no monies by government officials have access to monies. Because we ready? You hearing it? I'm concerned. Now I see why the former Prime Minister, Minnis, went abroad and said, we have a corruption problem there. Our current Prime Minister hinting towards it again. I mean, in his own words, the man said we need to protect the Bahamas from the corruptors and the fraudsters. So if you bring this national lottery, we know what could happen. We know what could happen, right? I am concerned. He said, you don't want to change the treasury into a gaming house, turn it into a gaming house. We don't want that money. That money is corruptible, right? We don't want no extra money to go into the treasury. I'm concerned. So I'm wondering now if PLPs out there, and by extension, Bahamians out there, agree with the Prime Minister that Bahamas should not get access to this money. It should be in the hands of the nine families only, for life. For life. That this money is bad money. Not all money is good money. The Prime Minister hinted. That is bad money to get access to a national lottery. And my question to you now is a lottery the same as gaming? That they can't coexist? By what the Prime Minister is saying, it's the same. So if you bring a lottery, that means the gaming industry got to close down. They can't coexist. I'm concerned. I'm terrified now, man. I need to do an analysis. See, everything needs to stop now. And every question to the Prime Minister needs to be based on this national lottery. You say, boss. This election time, you shouldn't talk like that. Right? What you saying about us Bahamians? Be corrupt. Is that what you're saying? There's, you can't find no decent people. I'm wondering about, we have a whole ministry in charge of gaming and policing. I now concern. I think the prime minister wasn't thinking. He needed the director of communication there to say, no, you're going too far. Stop it. You're talking over your head. And people can look bad at you for saying that, but it's too late now. It's out of the carriage now, and I concern whether special interest is involved, because you know they're asking for extension. They ain't want no other family joining into this gaming. They already said they are proposing that no other family, no other behemoths get into the number business at all. It's for them and only them. And then when you propose a national lottery, the prime minister come and say, no, it's for them and only. Let's go to the callers, because I'm terrified now. I'm concerned. I want to know if any other person concerned, or this way how behemoths think about each other. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. I got to play that one more time. You know. Guardian Radio AM, you live, caller.
Hey, Jerry, what's up, man?
I concern because I want to know if you're a thief. Can they put you there to say, hey, we can have a national lottery, and you say, no, it corrupt behemoths. This was gangsters and shysters.
You say instigated.
Someone got to instigate?
I give you a real answer to this, man.
Give me the real answer.
Right. I think my prime minister didn't really give that a thought. I thought that he was just...
Pause. Lord have mercy. Pause. I want you to repeat it again, just like how you said.
Yeah. I don't think my prime minister gave that any major thought. I think you're just speaking off the cuff. I'm not saying it's right. I think it's something that I don't agree with, and many others don't agree with, including whether PLP, FNM, or none other, don't agree with his mindset in relation to that, because it seems as though it's a bit closed. It seems as though it's a bit one-sided. There are many countries where lotteries and also gaming is operated hand in hand, and there is no corruption. There is no issues as it relates to that. To use the DR as an example is just, that's not fair, because that's what they're doing there. But it speaks to them. I think that if we want to look at this and look at this very fairly, which I, like I said, personally, I don't have any problems with it. I'm a Christian. Those who can gamble, and those who ain't a gamble, ain't a gamble. And based on the definition of the word gaming, we first of all must understand what gambling or gaming is all about. Gaming is determined and defined as any game of chance. Any game of chance for a reward. And that is exactly, if you want to go to the depth, ask them, do you buy raffle tickets? That's gaming. To the point where you can't go out there and hold a raffle ticket without getting permission, last time I checked, from the police department. So, obviously, I'm also getting on the bishops and the others. As I said, I'm a Christian. I'm not going to go out there and do certain things, and I know what to do and what not to do, so I stay away from that. But I cannot speak for a nation. And this is one of the things that, in the Bahamas, when it comes to the Christian Council and the Acts, they truly believe they're speaking for everybody.
I can pause you there again,
and
Colum.
What they don't Colum. Understand Colum. Is that this is a clear free will.
Colum, I can pause you there again, because I like engaging you, because you think things out. Christian people do what Christian people do. I want to talk about the Christian Council, right? They have their own. I talk about policies. The prime minister is speaking on behalf of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Not the Christian people talking on behalf of the Christian people. This is now a policy of the Progressive Liberal Party, because two prime ministers have said this again and again. So I want to know, from now on, can we say that the PLP as a government or administration, as a thought, as saying that they'll never be a lottery under their watch? Never,
well,
never, never.
I could tell you, if I'm looking from the inside out or the outside in, it would appear as though that is the mindset.
See, that's what I'm concerned.
I think the party should do a survey within the party to see how many of us actually agree or disagree with it. And I think that the should come back and explain his mindset to that. Or either the press secretary, as we probably call it in the U.S., to come back and now state a position, because whether we take it easy or we take it light, people, especially around this kind of time, and like I said, I think it's something that should be dealt with. Get an opinion from the party persons within the party as well, not only the Bahamian population, and see where the temperature lies for that. Because it seems as though it's being protected, and the reasons being given are not solid, nor are they foundationally proven to be true. So I think it may be something that they need to really, really, really reconsider and come back with more details and more data to prove that position of whatever your position is. But there's no data that proves that.
I appreciate you. The good gentleman, thank you very much, Colin. The good gentleman mentioned the press secretary or the office of the prime minister, director of communication. And I want to read this headline from the Tribune, because it's something different, because I'm not sure if the position still exists. It says, let me read it. So the headline, Tribune, says, PLP official addresses finance reform as party outlines election deadlines. Says Progressive Liberal Party Communications Director. Let me say that again. It's a title of somebody, by the way. The Progressive Liberal Party Communication Director, Latre Raming, said campaign finance reform should be a part of the Bahamas National Development Agenda, but stopped short of committing the party to specific action. Is Latre Raming the Director of Communication for the Prime Minister Office? Or is he currently the Progressive Liberal Party Communications Director? And is there a difference? Who's speaking, right? I'm not sure with the dissolving of the House that his position became defunct and he's no longer the Director of Communication for the Prime Minister's Office. That's me just being playful, by the way. Or is he speaking on behalf of the political party, the Progressive Liberal Party? Or is there a difference, or is it the same, or does it matter? Right? Like, who will come and speak to me soon to explain the? I just don't know no more. Everything's so convoluted now, and people missing things. But I noticed that when they put it that he's speaking on behalf. In fact, he has a position in the PLP, Communications Director. I wonder if that's a paid position of the PLP. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. How you doing, caller? Caller, you there? I got to move on, caller. You missed it. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good day, CA.
Good day. How you doing?
CA, when we had the referendum/opinion poll, which party gone against the Bahamian's choice?
This is why I'm saying it's now becomes, it seems as if it's a PLP policy to be anti-lottery. That they are promoting to have gaming for Bahamians. And in fact, the Prime Minister said, intimated that it will impact the revenue line of the persons in gaming currently. And that's a no-no, a negative. They don't want that, right? This is concerning as a Bahamian. I'm not sure how much the gaming operator is making, though, but I'm sure if the government makes that money, it would benefit the Bahamas. And with the Prime Minister saying that he don't want that money, he getting enough taxes from and benefits and donations from the gaming operators now that is sufficient. I am concerned. Call you there? You going? I am concerned. We have a nationals now. I'm not sure if Bahamians know that we have a nationals. We imported almost every team, sports team, track and field team in the primary school and the high school to be in New Providence now competing. There was a hullabaloo on where they can stay. We had enough money. We had to be scrapping all kind of monies to make sure that these kids find a hotel room to stay. And I'm looking now, if we had a lottery, and then the Prime Minister comes in hinting that it's their policy. Don't ask for it no more. It's like finance campaign reform. Don't ask for it no more. It ain't a part of their policy. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, and I start reading the text. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Call you there. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hello.
Hello, you're live.
Jerry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to speak to you just now. It seemed like I got cut.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
But which party conducted the referendum / opinion poll?
The Progressive Liberal Party did the opinion poll.
Okay. If the now FNM proposed to have a national lottery and gaming bill, is that any different from what we have going on in the country right now? Because the gaming is based on lottery numbers that are placed in other countries, right?
Yes, but it's not a lottery. Lottery okay. is lottery, and gaming is gaming.
Right, but you hear what I said?
I understand.
A national lottery and gaming bill, the same way it's being conducted. And you are so right saying that it's being conducted by the nine families, right? Now, the administration that proceed and have them allowing them to operate based on some what they gave them, the what kind of license they gave them, provisional license, they say.
Go ahead.
Right? But we have to take things in context because there was one of the groups that was called Bahama Games.
Mm-hmm.
That, on the surface, does not exist, but has been operated by a now house called Ultra Games with that same Bahama Game license. And the candidate for...
Yeah, I wasn't sure. You've gone too far there. You started testifying on things I just do not know. So I had to cut you. And thank you very much, Kermit. I had to cut you. I was listening to see what you're saying, and I said, nah. I appreciate what you're trying to say, but you can try and get me fired on this good job. And I appreciate this good job. Let me read some of these texts, and then I'll go to the callers again. So you can't make this foolishness up. No lottery, no national lottery, because it's corrupt. But he is fine to allow a gaming boss candidate to run for parliament. What does that make the parliament? See? I tell you, people analyzing, people doing analysis and saying, I think the prime minister misspoke. The prime minister misspoke, and someone needs to come back and have a better narrative. Right. So while on this topic, when they going to change this public treasury stuff, say separate the accounts, but the public treasury needs to have money coming in. And they were, I assume the FNM said they can separate this national lottery from the public treasury. And that's why the prime minister could become a slush fund, despite having behemoths operated and managed it and having checks and balances to police it. He said, no, it become a slush fund for corrupt officials, behemoths. He said the FNM didn't think it out. A national lottery will be better for the country, will be better. Small businesses can set up lottery terminals where they can get commissions from lottery sales. This can help their businesses as well. In Florida, stores get 7% of lottery sales. Further up, state gets more in commission. Mr. Davis just want the money to stay in the little pool of persons. It's about control. They want the masses to stay poor and be holding them. See, what I don't gamble. I've never gambled in my life. I just haven't, right? And I'm saying, imagine, I believe $1 is $700, right? That's what you win. That don't change my life. $700 I call is a salary for middle class people, right? But if I put dollar and get $100,000, I can open up a business. If I put $2 and get $300,000, I could change my life. I could pay off my mortgage and say, that's one bill I don't have to do. I'm trying to say, the system that exists now does not empower behemoths. It gives you tipping money. It gives you tipping money to tip a girlfriend, to give your child some school fee and lunch money. But it doesn't change your life to say, well, I've moved from being poor to middle class. Or to rich. And there needs to be an empowerment system where someone who, a mother who's down and out, takes a dollar and get the money in return she get could change her life, change her whole family, could empower them. What is happening now is not doing it. Just have them spinning. And spinning thing, whoever does the spinning, it's a wicked thing. They're taking advantage of poor people. Let's go to the caller still before I go to the text line. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio M, you're live.
Yes, you know, things like the government, PLP government, right? They want to privatize everything. They don't want nothing, no industry in the Bahamas nationalized. See, like the hotels, they don't want a hotel nationalized. They don't want the utilities now. They seem to want to run a laissez-faire government. If you understand. So, and then with this numbers thing, you know, the FNM is saying they don't want to do all the balls. They should do all the balls. Why do they need to cater to the number houses or the workshops? The workshops have the spinning. They have the casinos. Casinos is not lottery. Casinos are casinos. These people are making a J-load of money with the spinning, you know, with the casino end of it. You understand me? Online casino. It's no way. It's about like I say, privatizing everything, right? And watch me. The house never moves. You know who the house is when it's nationalized? The house is everybody. The poor people is the house. They would never lose. When they lose, they won't lose. You understand what I'm saying? The government is a safety net. You know, we don't have to be stitched. The private owners, they spoon feed us, you know, pittance. You understand what I'm saying? That's wrong.
Yeah, you know? What you call them.
Thank you.
I think the prime minister misspoke. It needs to be corrected. He needs him. He needs to come back to the people and say he misspoke. Because what he's intimated, it intimated that Bahamians are corrupt. It intimated that the private private families should make all the money. That the government, as a PLP administration, as a policy, is not interested in no type of lottery. That lottery and gaming, he suggested lottery and gaming is the same thing. None of that is the case. He also mentioned the Dominican Republic. And I said, let me do a search, right, on why Dominican Republic is used as fraud. So Dominican Republic National Lottery Corruption and Fraud explained in 2021 lottery fraud scandal. The biggest controversy erupted in May 2021 involving a rigged lottery drawing and shocked the nations, right? Say a televised lottery draw was manipulated so a specific number would win. An insider used a hidden signal covering the ball to ensure the chosen number was selected. The scheme allowed insiders and accomplices to profit illegally from bets placed beforehand, right? I wonder why that can't happen or is not happening with the private gaming. Or is it happening? And yes, we just don't know, right? That I assume that is the government now who polices these things. The same government where our prime is hinting that they will be corruptible. Right? I am concerned. Right? The phone line's full. When you come back, we'll read the text. We can take this quick commercial break. I am concerned. I believe that PLPs, good-minded Bahamians, need to challenge the Prime Minister and say, speak again. Correct the statement. We need to move to the Bahamas lottery. And this idea of protecting the nine families, this policy that the PLP have internally, saying they ain't having no lottery, don't ask for it, needs to be stopped and corrected. They need to give a timeline and say we can have a lottery within 3 years and start working towards it. Or else, this can't work. I mean, the swimming people said no, the pool was cold for months, closed down, because the government didn't have the money. If we had a lottery, we would have had the money. Guardian Radio AM, the CA Nuri, I kind of vexed, man. Vexed or acted. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Monday, April 13th, Grand Bahama. Join the POP. Meet us in West End at 7:30 p.m. for a rally for progress. Hear from Prime Minister Philip Brain
you
Davis.
Get out to vote. It's the big concert. Saturday, April 18th at the National Stadium. Just add it. Bungie Carlin. Ding Dong. Faye Ann Lyons. Skinny Fabulous. Also, Sweet Emily. Amy and Trey. Johnny Cake. Bloody. Sherwin Gardner. Wendy 242. El Polly. And the Pawn Bad. Gates open at 6 p.m. And remember, it's free admission with your voter's card. Now, listen, no voter's card, no entry. Make sure log on to getouttovote.mysuncast.com to validate your voter's card in order to secure your tickets and get out to vote.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Prime Minister Philip Davis has dismissed the Free National Movement's campaign promise of introducing a national lottery as desperate and questioned whether the proceeds would be used as a slush fund.
Talk about a national lottery, seems to be a gimmick. Trying to grab headlines, it just speaks of desperation, and it's really not thought out. And for him to use the Dominican Republic as a model for his national lottery, when the national lottery of Dominican Republic was proven to be such a failure, with corruption and fraud and the like.
During the FNM's manifesto launch on Sunday night, party leader Michael Pintard said a national lottery is overdue and stressed that the proceeds will not be absorbed by the consolidated fund. Davis asked whether the FNM is trying to turn the Treasury into a gaming house and questioned what impact it would have on the gaming industry.
One has to question, why is he wanting to have a national lottery? Is it for the purpose of a slush fund for corruptors and fraudsters as the model that he cling on to or embrace has proven to be? It seems to me just a gimmickry, not thought out. The amount of Bahamians that are now in the gaming industry, how their lives will be impacted, how it impact revenues for the country in regard to the fact that we collect a tremendous amount of taxes from the gaming industry. And it's rather odd that you want to turn the Treasury into a gaming house.
Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Tony T.
I got a 10-cent for on there. Yeah, boy. I tell you now.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's C.A. Nuria. Just got an inbox for Basil McIntosh. And yes, he is a Bahamian politician from the Progressive Liberal Party. I just did not know. It says, in 2021, Bahamian general election, he was elected in Maykal constituency. He is also the Minister of State for Environment. And in 2024, he said he intended to stand in the next Bahamian general election. And in 2025, he said that he won't seek re-election. Who knew? They even have a picture of him. I never saw this man in my life. Never saw this gentleman in my life. No place. No, and my people from Acklands, you know. I mean, we talk politics in the WhatsApp group all the time. They never mention no Basil McIntosh at all. I just don't know who he is. Anyway, so this text says, three cheers for the call. Unlike Shaw win with the national lottery, everybody wins, right? This text says, I see you call. I come to you right now. We know this government so well. Last time it was begging Nagad. This time it's begging number boys. Now what's next? Like Mother Pratt say, when you teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime, I think that it's the official opposition is saying to the government. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to the call in the meantime. Say 10 numbers for $2. Win $500,000. Five numbers for $2. Win $25,000. Yeah, I'm sure they're trying to explain something. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, Siri, how are you doing?
Doing well, man.
All right. What I'm saying to you, right, I don't see a national lottery working in the Bahamas. Reason being, mm-hmm. we don't have the volume of people. We have under 300,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You only have 50,000 people waiting. A lottery ticket is like a $2 fee. The payouts of the lottery come from cancer with tickets you sell. We don't not like to say we have millions of people. The revenue come from the business money. Everybody gambling.
Hold on. Let me explain to you. Now, let's say the lottery ticket is $10 for each ticket.
Hold on.
I tell you what it can be. Now, you try to change what it can be, and I tell you what it can be.
But anybody can buy it. Lottery ticket, $2.
You tell me if I could win $200,000, I ain't going to put $10 on it. You telling me that?
You got to buy four or five tickets.
Focus. You tell me that if I said to win the exact eight numbers or six numbers, you have to buy a ticket for $10, you tell me you won't buy it? Yes or no?
No, that's not a lottery. I asked you if you would buy it.
Focus to the question. If I said you have a chance to win $200,000, but you got to put $10 to buy a ticket and you have to match all six numbers, would you buy it? That's the question.
If I have to gamble, I'd buy it.
See, now you see why it's plausible. Because you would buy it. Because any sensible person say, see the benefit of it, would buy it. You now have enough people who would buy it. I solved that for you.
Most states would have...
We ain't talking about most places. We're talking about the Bahamas.
Yeah, how much are the Bahamas?
Let's call it 10,000 people. Let's call it 5,000 people. We know it's more than that.
Hold on.
Let's call it 5,000 people, just for your benefit.
You're not talking about gambling. You're talking about national lottery.
And I'm telling you, $10 a ticket.
$3.
Yes, no, I tell you it's $10.
You're not talking about a gambling house.
Focus.
You're talking about a national lottery. George wants to be.
Yeah, because you ain't focusing. I tell you now the ticket is $10, and now you tell me the ticket only could be $1, and I just tell you the ticket could be $10. You set the parameters. This is the Bahamas. We tell you how much the ticket could be. If I say the ticket could be $10, $20, that's what the ticket could be. It's our law. And if you are able to win $200,000 for $10, you'll go and buy it. It's more than enough people who will... Christian people go buy it if they can say, I could get a church, and I could pay $10 down, and I could get $200,000 to build a erect one church. You're making it seem like we simple, man. We educated people, you know. Stop that, caller. Stop it. Let's go to the next caller. You frustrate me. Frustrate me, man. Go ahead, caller. See?
Yes, first for the caller, right, just to let them know. The thing that we call numbers is called lottery, okay? Yeah, in fact, it doesn't say numbers in our law. It's a lottery. So you pick 3, 2, whatever you do right now, it's lottery in the Bahamas. So to say that a lottery can't work in the Bahamas is to say that numbers can't work in the Bahamas. What we call spinning is gaming. Now, what we have to do is we have to look at this as an opportunity and ownership environment. The lottery would not be limited to the Bahamas, in the Bahamas. In fact, it can reach any jurisdiction that is not illegal. The same way our DARE bill and other laws say, wherever jurisdiction is, this is not valid. So you're not talking about 300,000 behemoth adults. We're talking about potentially billions of people. Now that we have cross-border transactions that can happen. The problem is that we are locked into what is called proximity gaming in the Bahamas, meaning we are locked into the Bahamas or locked into these small casinos. We have never looked at the $500 billion industry that actually exists for what we call gaming and lottery and et cetera that exists around the world and other countries are taking advantage of it. Let's use an example. For $15,000, and I explained this during the debate, you can set up exactly what we have in the Bahamas for the lotteries. But what if you aim it towards you, Nuri, and you have 10,000 customers out of the two or three billion people who gambled last year? Just your 10,000 that loses a dollar with you per week. Just you. See, so that ownership opportunity actually puts $500,000 a year to you, as opposed to you sitting trying to win, because the house always wins, because you now own a digital copy of the house. So there is so much more to this. We're thinking of the old bag days. We are now in the 21st century, and this is a $1 trillion opportunity as we move, as the span to expand, that we have to have a discussion beyond the context of what we've been taught or what we have been told. And so if we have that conversation, then we'll understand that the concept of having a lottery can add as much value as VAT does to the Bahamian government. And I'm willing for an open dialogue and debate on this for someone who understands the architecture and the engineering of platforms, not just stuff of consumption like we do, and we talk about AI and this and all these other different things from a consumption base. We now need to begin to build frameworks and platforms for which Bahamians can have advantages, not just in the Bahamas, but around the world.
Thanks very much. This text says, lottery would work because the average gambler spends $50 a day just spinning and $10 on numbers. Tell me one of the 9 number men and women that closed their house because they did not make money. Says the argument that we don't have the volume of people to have a successful lottery is a farce and made by persons who don't want a national lottery. Whereas is the Bastos getting all that money from? I know they're getting money to pave roads now and put up lamp pole and doing things where the government can't afford. Private citizens doing more what the government can't afford. Imagine if the government had that money for themselves. Let's go to the text line while I go through these texts. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
I totally disagree with the last caller. Both the gaming, the lottery, and also the gaming, they can coexist. Only thing it means is now that maybe half or more of the revenue that they get from gaming can be split or shared with the national lottery. Okay? We all know that, you know, both Mr. Davis and Mr. Christie are very good friends of the few who are in the gaming industry. And is Ari saying, or is he saying that he prefers the few with his friends to gain rather than the entire country, which will gain from a national lottery? For example, I don't gamble on gaming. But each time I travel, I will actually spend the money buying the lotto. All right? So both of them can coexist.
I appreciate you, Carl.
So the national lottery will actually help the country, and that will be beneficial for all rather than just a few.
Thanks very much.
I understood that from 2014, the country collected $186 billion in what? I mean, somebody can correct me, if I'm not right to that. Okay? So, did that go in a slush fund, or why is the country still in debt? Okay,
Yes,
and we do have enough persons here to afford the national lottery. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The Prime Minister misspoke. He needs to come back again. Says, the caller who said the lottery will not work is ignorant. Why are the number boys asking for an extension? Do the math. CA, I think the response by Mr. Davis was supposed to be a counterpunch to the national lottery idea pitched by Mr. Pintard, that when I landed had no punch power because his point lacked merit. I see the opposition predicament in the F&M 5,000 houses. And 5 years proposal, it is utter nonsense. It requires 2.75 houses to be completed daily. Daily. Okay, let's go to the callers. Let's get all the callers in. Go ahead, caller. Guide and read your AM. Kermit, okay, go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hey, CA, just wanted to make a quick point again. First of all, the number of houses in the Bahamas make millions of dollars daily.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say weekly.
Daily.
Daily.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone to call and say, oh, we don't have enough people and we don't this and that, and to run on with that nonsense, something has to be crazy about you.
You frustrated
and first
me.
First of all, for you to even think that these guys with the multi-million dollars that they have in the economy as far as investments and this and that, that they're making pocket change, you got to be joking. And first of all, the other thing is in relation to the lottery. Bahamian people right now send money out of the country on a weekly and daily basis to the Florida lottery.
Mm.
So for us to think that we're living in some kind of cave and for people to not know that this, whether we decide we want to have a lottery or not, the people are still spending, those who are spending the money are going to spend the money no matter what. And the bad part about it, I don't think they even understand that a lottery does not only have to apply to the locals. Places like Trinidad and other places like that in other countries where you can actually buy into the lottery, a national citizen. So we're thinking so myopic that we don't even understand that this could be something that could be global. And I am pro-government, but I think, you know, they're wrong on this one. You know, my prime minister needs to address this in a way that you know, comes across as, I may not agree with it, or it may not be the policy at this time for the party, but I think it's something that, you know, we got to be aware of that exists now, and it's going on now, whether we want to call it whatever we want to call it.
Thank you very much. Let me run through these texts, and we're going to close right now because it's 12 o'clock. I find it incredible to hear people make an insane argument against national lottery. I suspect the number boys paying trolls to create a chaos in the debate. Bahamians are losing money in lottery, and the money is going into the pockets of a few multimillionaires. What's wrong in some of the money going back to benefit the gamblers and the general public? Please identify these corrupt Bahamian government officials and workers before I pay my business license, property tax, and custom duties and VAT. Will tourists be able to buy your $10 lottery ticket? Of course, if they're interested in winning $200,000 this year. If the contractor can build one house per month, why can 300 contractors build 3,000 homes per year? The problem is not building, it's getting Bahamians qualified to buy those homes. Having a national lottery would put the Bahamas under international scrutiny, see? Which would disqualify 100% of the current gaming houses owners would be ineligible to hold license. See? Whoever that texter, it's crazy. See? The PM said the FNM want to turn the national lottery in a high stake for the Treasury. The Treasury wouldn't have nothing to do with the national lottery. Okay, let's see that. Good morning. Hypothetically speaking, if one number boss can generate enough revenue to donate $10 million to a political campaign in this small population, you telling me the national lottery can't work? Everybody knows the national lottery can work. Everybody. The very idea that the prime minister uttered what he uttered is concerning. We need to challenge him. Say, good prime minister, I know you mean well, but that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. We want a national lottery, and we want a national lottery forthwith, sooner than later. By tomorrow. In fact, it needs to change your platform, your plan, and put a national lottery in it. Put it in it. Because what's happening now ain't working for us. We ain't happy. And if the number boys who inside the party now want to promote that only them have it for the next couple of years, now we don't want to vote for them either. We don't want to vote for them. Change it. Change it, Mr. Prime Minister. Change it. This is now a national issue. You should be quiet. Just pass around and say no comment. Next time, just say no comment. I ain't commenting on that. Because now, IVEX, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We need a lottery. We need a lottery tomorrow. Goodbye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.